Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
John, I would go A- for Brad Holmes.
For Brad Holmes? Brad Holmes. I think that's solid, yeah.
And why not an A? Well, first of all, I mean, A is very generous. A should not be given out hastily. I think he did a very nice job. I think the criticism, if there is any, would be, again, nobody for Aiden Hutchinson. Maybe that's more of an off-season critique in total, free agency and the draft. And then the question would be, you traded up to draft a project tackle. You traded up to take a special teamer, third string running back. I get it. You're Brad Holmes. You're on a heat check. You're feeling it. You got your guys. You're dialed in. I'm not going to tell you not to do it. If anybody's earned the conviction, if anybody's earned the trust, it's Brad Holmes. But I go A-. One of those guys, Giovanni Manu, 6'8", 350 pounds out of British Columbia. They showed a highlight tape, and it's him going up against what I can only describe as middle schoolers. And he's laying them in his waist. But John, you have a keener eye for tackle evaluation. So what do you see?
Well, you put a lot of human beings next to a 6'7", 355, was it 360 pounds?
Yeah.
They're going to look like middle schoolers. Heck, James Houston might look that way.
Some people think I look like a middle schooler next to you in our show photos.
Yes, my child. And so here's what I know about him. And now everybody is trying to find all of this film on him, and you see in highlights, watching him in that highlight film, it's like when you're doing a recruiting evaluation on an offensive tackle or an offensive guard that is just a man among boys. And you see it in high school all the time where a dude is just a monster and he's playing against some guy that is just, you know, he's going to, you know, tech school next year. It's just, it seems improportionate. But what you look at is his technique. Does his technique say that you can translate that to a better level of competition? Now, I'm not talking about NFL competition. I'm like, what would that look like if he was playing at Ohio State, at Notre Dame, at Michigan? And he does a really nice job when he's going to the second level, running his feet, staying square, making contact, because those guys are still, they can be a little sneaky. Right? Those little people can be really sneaky and quick, and he does a good job of always getting hands on when he comes off the ball. Now, a lot of times he's overstriding simply because he's trying to keep up because the initial punch hit him so far. But he does another good job of keeping shoulder square. The one issue that I had in watching his film was he's not a great puller. And we've seen that. You don't pull offensive tackles a whole lot in the NFL now. We've seen it done with Penei Sewell. Penei Sewell is a special individual. But Giovanni Manu, that is one thing where if they're going to use him in that situation, and maybe he just hasn't been taught how to do that, it looked awful. Awful. But coming off the ball, here's where combo blocks, again, it's about footwork and it's about shoulder square. Because you can't block the second level if you don't have your shoulder square. I like the base that he has. Now, here is the one thing that you don't know. In watching the film of the drills, you know, the pro day drills where he's shuffling back and forth, he's doing pass sets, he's punching a bag. A lot of guys look good doing that. Mm-hmm. He does do a nice job of moving his feet, doesn't cross over, does a lot of things naturally because he's a great athlete. This dude is 6'8", 350, and he runs a 5 flat. Some people have said that they've clocked him at 4'9".
Yeah, 4'9", 6", I thought I saw, which is for a 350-pound human being. He had a 33-inch vertical.
Yeah.
Very explosive project with upside.
But here's what you don't know. Is, as an offensive lineman, you talk about taking a dirtbag mahogany in the sixth round. You've got to have a certain mentality. You have to be okay with contact and with violent contact. It's best if you actually kind of crave that a little bit. And, you know, when I was at Washington, Joe Bugle was our offensive line coach. He was the line coach of the Hogs. He didn't want to recoin that, so he coined us the dirtbags because we played with a certain edge to us. And I want to know, does Manu have an edge? Does he crave that contact where every time he comes off the ball, he is trying to kill you?
I think this will be the most polarizing pick. Maybe I'll be wrong and people will, you know, point out the running back out of Utah, Vaki. But I think the tackle will be the most polarizing pick of this draft because you gave up a future third to get him. He's not going to contribute this season for the Detroit Lions. And for the pick to pan out, I imagine the vision is he plays right tackle when Sewell moves over to left in the coming years, plural. That's going to be the criticism is, hold on, third round pick last year, Hendon Hooker, he doesn't play. Third round pick last year, Broderick Martin, you're not playing. Can you afford to be doing this kind of playing the long game? But this is what Holmes has said all along. He lives in a windowless house. He doesn't believe in windows where they have to chase it right now. If he thinks this guy could be a long-term tackle, there's value in getting that guy in the fourth round. And John, I saw some of the coaches in Canada, they said the teams we hoped he would end up with, one, the Eagles, two, the Lions. Good old line coaches. And the Eagles, who's Mailata? That was their project tackle who panned out.
That was going to be my comp, is Jordan Mailata. Now, he was a seventh-round guy. He was a rugby player, had never played the game before. Very curious as to how. And here, I talk about Hank Fraley, the O-line coach in Philly, probably the best O-line coach in the NFL. And now Hank Fraley, who, you know, knows him a little bit as well, is, I think, the second best offensive line coach. And I don't think Hank will be offended by saying that, but he now has his Jordan Mailata. Mailata was a seventh round pick, as I mentioned, but now you've got a guy that is very similar in size, in athletic ability. The question, but this guy actually has put on pads before. He's actually, right. Manu is actually played football, but that can also lead to some bad habits. Maybe they're going to have to break some bad habits, but just as a tackle, if you're going to take, you know, a set and you need length at that position, he's got all the length in the world to be able to keep the width of the pocket. Even if he doesn't touch anybody and just takes a couple of kick steps, that's a long way for an edge rusher to rush around the edge to get to the quarterback. Now, it's not that simple, but that is the basis of looking at this. And every other NFL team is looking for the next Jordan Mailata. So would he have been available in the fifth? Maybe.
As many as 11 Maybe teams not. Worked him out. He was becoming the worst kept secret in the league. Yeah. It's a guy, again, on day three that you believe in, you go get him. I'm not beating up Holmes for that. We wanted an investment long-term in the offensive line. That pick qualified.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's get to Todd. You're waiting. You're on 97.1, Todd.
Hey, guys. Love the show. Just very happy with the draft. You guys were talking a little bit about not taking a defensive end, and I just think that position is ripe for the trade deadline now. If we're close, barring injury, I think that's a chance where Brad Holmes could make a trade, and, boy, sure it would be nice if it was Max Crosby.
Be a hell of a swing. We know they didn't make the big swing last year at the trade deadline.
So I think we're still smoking something if we think a trade is going to happen for Max Crosby. And you talk about the trade deadline, the risk that you've run now by tapping into next year's draft capital is you don't have as much to offer at the trade deadline.
Yeah. Now, I mean, in his scenario, it's probably multiple firsts to get a player like Max Crosby. That's not that's typically not a deadline deal. That's like an offseason blockbuster if it ever happens.
Yeah.
And it's fueled because he's from here and he says nice things about here. But John, you're right. There's no reason for the Raiders, who have him on a long-term deal, to trade Max Crosby.
No.
Owen and Romulus, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Good morning. You guys had said something about they didn't pick up a wide receiver, but they got this kid, Isaiah Williams from Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he's tough like some of the little smaller receivers that we had. I think he'll be another, you know, slot guy, and I think he'll be able to stretch the field as well. They gave him a contract for like $300,000, so it looks like they believe in him. I want to know what you guys think about him.
We've got to watch him in the Big Ten, so I mean, yeah. I certainly know who he is, and I know, John, you watched him in person. Converted quarterback to receiver, could mm-hmm. be used as a gadget guy, but also was productive as a receiver. He was their number one target.
Yeah, and I think Spartans probably remember him. Was it 2 years ago when they had that monster comeback? He was a large part of that, a very good target, and suffered this year from the fact that I think Illinois played like, what, 4 or 5 different quarterbacks, never really found their footing with a guy, and some of that was due to injury. Others was, just turnover issues. But I think as Isaiah Williams, it's a nice pickup as an undrafted rookie.
But that last phrase is so important. Because what do you mean they didn't address the position? Undrafted rookie. Let's not make any assumptions that this guy's going to be on the opening roster. He's an undrafted rookie.
But he could be a guy that is, you stash him on the practice squad and he continues to develop. And then if something happens, maybe you bring him up. You know, if God forbid, one of the starters gets hurt, it's got to be down. You can bring some guys up and continue to see what they can do.
I didn't have really any issue. I mean, it's an undrafted player. They made a good financial contribution. That's often an indicator on
what they think of him. And they clearly think he's a player that could have been drafted. And
how competitive it was to sign him versus him going to another team.
It's a good point. 248-539-9797. Your grades, your reaction. We got ticket ticks. We got phone calls. 97.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.